All right, so up first we have a nitrogen requirement required for a renovated and establishing Bermuda grass fertilized by slow-release insoluble fertilizers. Kaiyoung Tang, Travis Shaddix, Brian Unruh, and Jason Cruz.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Kaiyoung Tang. Everybody could just call me Tang, which is easier for everyone. And as I said, the topic of my study is nitrogen required for renovated and established Bermuda grass fertilized by slow-release and soluble fertilizer. Writing this topic includes obviously every factor of my study. First, let's start the introduction of Bermuda grass. Bermuda grass, as we all know, is a warm season turf grass. It's widely used in South Florida and in golf course fairway and many other areas. And it has quite a high nitrogen requirement for maintaining good turf quality. But the current study here we have that University of Florida has conducted nitrogen rate requirement study on several warm season grass except Bermuda grass in South Florida. And this study for this warm season grass shows that the current U.S. nitrogen application recommendations is higher than necessary to produce acceptable turf quality. For the current IFAS recommendation of annual nitrogen fertilization in South Florida ranges from 245 to 343 kilograms per hectare per each year. But this recommendation comes from obtained data rather than published research. That's why I'm doing this research with my advisors and committee members. Also, the IFAS recommendation do not differentiate between the nitrogen requirement of different soil types, which is renovated and established, and nitrogen sources, which is slow released and soluble, and seasons. There is a reason that we do this study for season is because that Bermuda grass has higher growth rate in summertime and lower growth rate in wintertime. Normally, the research and the industry consensus is that nitrogen requirement will follow the growth rate in the same tendency, which means it will need more nitrogen during the summertime and less nitrogen during the wintertime. However, there is a previous study of a warm season turf grass, which is Saint Augustine grass, showed that the nitrogen requirement for acceptable turf quality is lower in wintertime, lower in summertime. Here, as we can see, it's quite low during July and August, and higher in wintertime. Here, at first year, during the wintertime is quite high from December all the way to March. And here it comes back to high nitrogen requirements again from December all the way to March again. Well, based on this reason, we have this study, and the objective of this study is that to determine the nitrogen rate required from renovated and established Bermuda grass, determine the nitrogen rate required from slow release and soluble fertilizers, and determine the seasonal influence of nitrogen requirement. For the material and the method, the study is conducted in Fort Lauderdale Research and Educational Center, started at June 2016 and will end at June 2018. The grass I'm using is typically Bermuda grass, and the soil is Harland fine sand. The experimental design is a split plot design with 4 replications and 80 sub plots in all. The treatments for a whole plot is by soil types, renovated and established. For subplot is by nitrogen sources, urea and polymer coated urea. And subplot is by nitrogen rate, all the way from 0 to 343. And that true red number is the current recommendation of the nitrogen application. The fertilizer is applied at the beginning of every 2 months, starting at June 2016. Here, let me explain why we are doing this by soil types. Normally, in South Florida, the established soil, the native soil, it looks like this. It has quite a black layer at the top and a white layer at the bottom. This black layer, it contains more nitrogen. And normally, when we build a golf course fairway, we are going to remove this black layer and either replace it with sand, like this, or just use the bottom white layer. And the nitrogen in this white layer is lower than this black layer, and the turf grass growth on the different soil type would be different. That's why we are doing this study by soil types. And for nitrogen sources, just slow release and soluble nitrogen. For the data collection, we collect the turf quality by the scale of 1 to 9 every week before the mowing. And then we get this data, nitrogen rate required. The way we get this nitrogen rate required for acceptable turf is by regression. As you can see in this graph, we can get turf quality based on different nitrogen application rate. And once the turf quality gets to 6, which we consider 6 as the acceptable turf quality, we use this value to do the regression all the way down here to get a nitrogen rate, which would get the turf quality 6. And then we reintroduce this nitrogen rate required as a raw data and analyze it again by SAS, by Glimix. Based on the analyzation for the turf quality, there is a two-way interaction for soil and N rate, and a two-way interaction for N source and N rate. For the N rate required, only soil shows significant difference on it. The influence of soil type on turf quality shows that for the established soil, you can see from all the way from the June to May, all this nitrogen rate shows gives a higher turf quality than 6, which makes them all acceptable. And for the renovated soil, for the highest nitrogen rate, it is always acceptable from beginning to the end of this year cycle. But for the zero nitrogen rate and 49 nitrogen rate, it starts not acceptable, started at October. And for the influence of N source on turf quality, well, for both of these two nitrogen sources, the highest nitrogen rate always shows acceptable, and the second highest nitrogen rate, which is 245, is roughly always acceptable, except here in November for urea, it's not acceptable for just 1 month. And for the two lowest nitrogen rates, 0 and 49, it shows that after February, the turf quality from those plots are start getting not acceptable. Well, here comes the most important part. The nitrogen required for acceptable turf as influenced by soil type. In this graph, for the y-axis is the nitrogen required for acceptable turf, kilograms per hectare per each month. And this red line is the current minimum recommendation from IFAS. The IFAS recommendation gives us the kilograms per hectare per year, and it has no differentiate for the season, so I just divide it by 12 and get it the minimum recommendation by month. The blue line is the renovated soil, and the orange line is the red line is the established soil. For the renovated soil, all the way from June to May, it shows that it's always under the current minimum recommendation, except here in December for just 1 month. And it is always quite higher than the established soil, except here in September. Only in September and October, it shows no significant difference for the different soil type, and the nitrogen rate requirement is quite low at that time. For the tendency of the change based on the season, it seems shows that for the renovated soil, it requires high nitrogen at the beginning of the study, and then it starts decrease rapidly all the way to September or October. Then it starts increase again, all the way to December, getting to the winter time. And during the quite cold season, it always has quite higher nitrogen requirement, and then started roughly at March, it started decrease again because of the increase of the sunlight and temperature at that time. For the established soil, only in July and October, it shows some requirement of the nitrogen application, and other times, it has just zero nitrogen application would be enough for the acceptable turf quality. For the influence of nitrogen sources, again, the blue line is polymer-coated urea, and the red line is urea. Both of these two nitrogen sources shows lower requirement of nitrogen than the current minimum recommendations. And they have not too much differences between the two nitrogen sources, except in the beginning of the study, June. At this time, for the urea, it requires more nitrogen application than the polymer-coated urea. And also in March, it shows the same thing. Urea requires more nitrogen application. And also here in September and October, it shows the same huge decrease of the nitrogen requirement, just like the nitrogen, like the soil type graph shows. Well, here we get our conclusion. For the turf grown on established soil, resulted in greater turf quality. And turf grown on established soil also require less nitrogen than the lowest current IFS recommendation. For the turf grown on renovated soil, it requires greater quantity of nitrogen during the fall and the winter than the established soil. And nitrogen sources resulted just in similar turf quality. Based on this conclusion, we can probably suggest, because the study haven't been finished, I have another year to spend on this study, so I should only say probably. Based on the data we have now, we can suggest that we should apply more nitrogen during the winter time rather than the summer time to get acceptable turf quality. Well, that's it. Any questions? For the organic content of the total nitrogen content, I have that data, but I'm sorry, it's not in my brain. Yeah.
The IFS recommendations for Bermuda grass in general, or do they include other varieties like Celebration?
For the IFS recommendations, it's only for the Bermuda grass. It isn't separate by the variety. I do collect other measurements like the NDVI, the FLIR image, which tests the surface temperature, the yield, the tissue sample, but I have time limitation here, so I didn't show them.
Any other questions at all? A couple more minutes. If not, thank you.
Is it common in that part of the state to break up the fertilizer application in that way and distribute it over the 12 months? Did I see that you applied it monthly?
Every 2 months. Yeah, every 2 months. It's not exactly how they do on golf course fairway, because the superintendents would, based on their own experience, to make some adjustment, but this is a research study, so I have to apply it same amount on the same time period.
Okay, I'll thank our speaker.
Thank you.